That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's a big day in the KGYM studios, and no, it has nothing to do with the new phone books arriving.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Excuse me, gentlemen, are you the good old boys?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Dr. McElroy, lead singer, driver of the Winnebago.
Listen, I'd like to talk to you some, but running very late.
My name is Jacob Stein, the American Federation of Musicians Union, Local 200. I've been sent here to see if you gentlemen are carrying your permits.
Permits? We don't have any permits. What we do have for you, 3 great hours of local radio today coming your way, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. It's another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way. Happy February, everybody. Alex Kuhn along with me until 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle Mann, our producer on the other side of the glass. Good stuff to get to today, including our penultimate giveaway of the Avenged Sevenfold tickets. They're coming to the U.S. Cellular Center with some special guests. Tickets are very hard to come by for that show, but the good news is we've had them for you all week long here. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll look back last night on last night's win. Iowa State beating number 15 West Virginia, not just beating West Virginia, shooting them out of Hilton Coliseum last night, picking up a big victory in Big 12 play. Can't say the same for UNI, though. Evansville victorious over the Panthers last night. Tom Brands, Iowa wrestling coach, you're going to get to hear from him in hour number two tonight. And Philadelphia radio personality Tony Cotillo will join us in the 6 o'clock hour as we gear up for the Super Bowl this weekend. You can hear the big game right here on KGYM. He's going to kick things off at 6 o'clock tonight. Would you on the way as well? You may recall last week we were out and about at Mulligan's Pub for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, and we had a special guest appearance by the one and only Tyler Ryder. Looking back on that, was quite meaningful for a number of reasons last Thursday, but one of the byproducts of his appearance on the show was we had to punt Woodja. So this will be the first time we've done Woodja in a couple weeks. I mentioned at the beginning, the onset of the show, that it was a big day in the KGYM studios. I don't want to leave you hanging. It has nothing to do with the new phone books. That's a reference to the Steve Martin movie, The Jerk. Alex, what do I have in my hand right now?
I believe what you have in your left hand is the first fantasy baseball magazine of the season.
I'm glad you said left hand, because if you would have chosen my right hand and said a pen, we would have probably confused everyone. What's the big deal about the pen? Is it an astronaut pen? I don't know. The first fantasy baseball magazine of the year is out, and taking a look at this, I know, Alex, you and your fellow St. Louis Cardinals fans, I have some very good news for you. Would you like to know what that good news is?
I just have a feeling that it's not going to be that great.
No. This is great news. There's an article in here called Forget Me Not by Craig Williams. They go through breakout hitters, breakout pitchers for every team in Major League Baseball.
Dexter Fowler?
Cardinals fans. No? Breakout hitter Randall Grichuk.
Oh, I was right.
So you guys have that going for you this year.
You told me that it wasn't going to be sarcastic, but it was.
I never said it wasn't going to be sarcastic. I'm excited. Baseball season right around the corner. If you missed yesterday's program, most of it was fantastic. Had a couple hiccups along the way, but we had Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller on the air with us. Now you can go to kgyradio.com and download yesterday's podcast if you want to get caught up. Iowa baseball back and practicing. Hawkeyes will be kicking their season off in just a couple weeks. They go down to Florida, take on, among other teams, the Toledo Rockets.
Opening game of the year, right?
First game of the year. I don't think Brent Balbinot will be on the call down in Florida for that one. I had an opportunity to get caught up with Brent a couple days ago on the phone, and he's doing well in Toledo. Wanted to pass that along to everybody. It's certainly been an interesting couple days here on the program. And again, we appreciate everybody for riding along with us and reaching out on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMRadio.com. If you've listened to ESPN national programming all day, you know that even though it's Super Bowl week, they cannot resist a good, juicy NBA story. And what do you think of the idea of LeBron James going to Golden State? Would that marriage be good for the NBA? That's our poll question today. Yes or no? Brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. We may even dip our toes into the water with that particular subject coming up in hour number two today. But go ahead, let's start Iowa State last night. I know some Cyclone fans out there, Cyclone members of the media also, thinking that perhaps Iowa State has an outside shot at getting into the NCAA tournament now if it continues to add quality wins like the one over number 15 West Virginia. No, not happening. I still don't. I see Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, Ofer, State's getting shut out. I know the reasoning behind thinking that Iowa State could maybe sneak in. It's Cyclones would have to play really good basketball, really consistently down the stretch. They're without Nick Weiler-Babb for at least two, possibly three more games. I just don't see it, but that takes nothing away from the fact that last night was not just a quality win, but any time that you can send Bob Huggins packing for home with an embarrassing loss, I think you take that. Iowa State, anybody, you send Bob Huggins home with his tail between his legs, that's a pretty good night. But the atmosphere at Hilton Coliseum last night, off the hook, and that was a question of how this team was going to respond after the Tennessee game last Saturday. Historically low output, 47 points. They had more than 47 points at the half on West Virginia last night. So a great game for the Cyclones. As we mentioned, couldn't say the same for you and I, which is unfortunate, losing on the road to Evansville. They're going to have an opportunity to come home to the McLeod Center this weekend to take on Indiana State. Greg Lansing, the former Iowa assistant, back in town. And speaking of this weekend, the Hawkeyes are on the road. They go to State College to take on Penn State. Coming up on the program tomorrow, you're going to hear from Iowa assistant coach Sherm Dillard, who is becoming a sort of semi-regular contributor to the show here down the stretch. So we've got a lot of things, exciting things in store for you over the next couple days.
Yeah, with these basketball teams, I still am not even close to really even talking about the postseason with Iowa or you and I, especially after the way that you and I played on the road, despite the fact that Evansville was missing their second leading scorer. And Iowa State, I don't understand from game to game the knee-jerk reaction, because yes, they played well last night, but how many days removed are we from them having one of the worst performances offensively in the history of their program against Tennessee at Hilton Coliseum? That was on Saturday. This team is pretty much what we expected them to be. They are a young team. You can use the young team excuse with Iowa State because it applies. And they look really good one night, and they look really bad the next night. And until they can string together some kind of consistency, maybe even back-to-back nights. We have not seen that from any of these three teams this year. We have not seen a back-to-back stretch where you say, wow, well, they played two really good games in a row. And until that happens, it's hard to get too excited about any of these teams' prospects for even the NIT. So I think Iowa State is probably setting their sights on an NIT bid, and that would be a success in this third year for Steve Prohm after losing a team with as many seniors as they had last year. But the NCAA tournament talk to me at this point is ridiculous.
I completely agree, not to say that there's not some big basketball games left to be played this year, but I think when you look back on the sum of the whole, just a disappointing basketball season all around for Iowa State and UNI for a number of reasons. But Iowa State at least showing some signs of life. We saw it from Iowa against Minnesota earlier in the week as well on Tuesday night. And you and I, maybe they come home tomorrow and or come home on Saturday and take care of Indiana State, but that was a tough loss, especially we mentioned last night Evansville without one of their better players in Drew Taylor, who was leading the MVC in assists and steals, about 13.5 points per game. But que sera, sera. Always good catching up with Gary Rima, though, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers. Again, he was on the show yesterday as well. If you missed anything, podcast is available. Sounds like the Chicago Bulls are on the verge of making a deal with the New Orleans Pelicans for Nikola Mirotic. Looks like he's going to be heading to New Orleans. They'll guarantee the Pelicans will about $12.5 million of his salary, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. And looks like a future first-round pick is part of the deal coming back to the Bulls. So, got that going for you if you're an NBA fan. Again, we're going to touch on a little bit of LeBron James coming up as well today. The ESPN just can't help itself. The only thing better than Tom Brady revealing that a decade ago he was bitten by a dog is the prospect of a 35-year-old LeBron James having another decision to make.
Let me go back to something we said yesterday, and I'll rephrase it as it applies today. There was this big scandal at Michigan State that kind of had people's attention for a day, and then Brady getting bit by a dog 10 years ago was the big story yesterday, and now it's LeBron James. No, it has nothing to do with LeBron James himself. It has to do with something that has about a 1.5% chance of actually happening. The idea that LeBron James would entertain an offer from the Golden State Warriors, well, of course he would. He's going to be a free agent. Why is that news? I understand the premise of hearing those two things linked together, but a free agent entertains all offers. And when you're in the NBA, there are he's going to entertain all the big market offers to contenders, and he, of course, you would listen to the Golden State Warriors. You'd have to be really stupid not to. I just don't think that that's something that really has more than a 5% chance of actually happening. But it's gotten all the coverage today.
I do like the chicken little woe is me, sky is falling for something, as you mentioned, that has very little chance of actually taking place. One other, very, at least to me, interesting news item today that was revealed. Mark Appel is stepping away from baseball. That name may or may not mean anything to you, but Appel was the first overall pick in the 2013 MLB draft. The Chicago Cubs happened to hold the second selection in the draft that year. They took a guy out of San Diego by the name of Chris Bryant with that pick. Mark Appel, if he decides to remain retired, he's not officially retiring, he's stepping away from the game of baseball for the upcoming season. But if he decides to not return, he would be just the third ever number one overall pick to not spend a day in the major leagues. The Yankees had a left-hander in the early 90s, Brian Taylor, and then Steve Chilcott of the New York Mets in the late 60s, early 70s. Those are the only two previous number one overall picks. Now, Matt Bush,
I was just going to ask you about Matt Bush
was probably going to be the third ever player, but the former San Diego Padres number one pick, the 2004 number one overall pick, wound up reclaiming his career after doing some prison time, and now as a relief pitcher. He was drafted as a shortstop, but pitching for the Texas Rangers. So pretty interesting note there. Mark Appel pitched against the Quad Cities River Bandits the same year they had Carlos Correa, so you got to see two number one picks on the same team at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And I remember we had a great night. Scott Unash, Tyler Ryder, myself went over there in 2013 to watch Mark Appel pitch against the Colonels, and sure looked like you were looking at a big league pitcher that night, but things kind of fell apart for him. And he's always going to be a footnote in not only MLB history, but he's going to be a footnote in Chicago Cubs history as well. Because what if, I hope BJ and Marion isn't listening because his mind is going to be spinning. Well, I hope BJ and Marion is listening. Come on, Todd. Don't ever say you hope that one of your regular listeners isn't tuned in, but his mind is probably spinning, thinking, what if the Astros, with that number one overall pick, would have taken the best college hitter in the draft that year instead of a pitcher? They take Chris Bryant. The Cubs at number two then have a choice between Mark Appel and Jonathan Gray, who is a very good pitcher. Not great for the Colorado Rockies. Maybe he'd be different if he wasn't in Colorado. And longtime listeners to the program will remember 5 years ago, somebody questioned the Chris Bryant pick at the time.
I remember a lot of people questioning the Chris Bryant pick at the time.
Somebody is not afraid to say when he's wrong about things, even when it makes him look like a giant idiot. Oh, no, they need pitching. Turns out, yeah, Theo and Jed, they had a plan.
I remember Mark Appel being absolutely the runaway number one pick.
There was a quote.
There was no question.
There was a quote. I wish I had it in front of me so that I could cite who used it. But Mark Appel was described, and it's ironic, especially Cubs fans will remember, Mark Pryor was referred to in similar ways, but Mark Appel was referred to as the safest possible pick that you could make for a pitcher. This guy was totally, totally safe to draft him. He was a surefire big leaguer, stepping away from the game and may never return. So, interesting notes. Baseball, by the way, now that we've turned the calendar to February, 2 weeks away for a lot of teams. February 14th, Valentine's Day, which reminds me, we mentioned the Avenged Sevenfold tickets we were giving away this week. If you tune into the program next week, we're going to have some very nice gift certificates from our friends at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. It's never too early to start thinking about Valentine's Day. Should I mention what the gym class has next week? They've got tickets.
They've got concert tickets, correct?
And it is Ja Rule and
T-Pain.
I was drawing a blank there on T-Pain. I know Mark Dukes is very excited about that, and I know the gym class has some great things in store to give those tickets away next week. So we got plenty on the horizon. We got to get through today. We got to get through tomorrow as well. We got to get through a number of things here at KGYM. But first off, let me tell you about lowtusa.com. That's a website where you can go to learn more about Mantality. It's a new local men's health clinic in North Liberty, conveniently located right between Iowa City and North Liberty. If you're a guy, a man, a dude, the age of 40 or more, chances are your testosterone levels may possibly be going down. It's something that happens naturally as we get older, and it's something that Mantality can help sort of turn back the hands of time. They can treat you for testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, 90% success rate, regardless of whether you're a bodybuilder's physique or whether you're carrying some extra weight like I am. Not as much weight as I used to. I'm down. But Mantality can help you get back on track. Chances are insurance is going to cover your visit. As a matter of fact, they can tell you that and more. You can reach out to them. The website is lowtusa.com. It's 4:23. We're going to step aside for just a quick bit, give you an opportunity to maybe vote in the poll question at kgymradio.com. Shoot us a text on the Hertine and Stocker text line. Do whatever it is. Maybe you need to take a bathroom break. I don't know. Not going to judge. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a big board update for you and a whole lot more as we get to Alex Halstead in just a few minutes from 24/7 Sports. Iowa State, a big winner over West Virginia last night. Todd Brommelkamp show continuing. Again, it's all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Not a bad first 24 minutes. Let's see if we can keep it up. More after this.
When she says,
"Thanks, Valentine,"
she really means, "You didn't get it right, but I'm being nice." Well, this year, get a
"You're the best Valentine"
with Sweetopia handmade chocolates. These hand-painted artisan chocolates are almost as beautiful as her, and she'll think they're amazing. Come in and choose a ready-to-go box. or customize your favorites at Sweetopia.
Best Valentine ever!
Sweetopia, inside Nubo City Market, 3rd Street, Southeast, and Cedar Rapids.
Good enough. That'll do. These are words that are content, that are fine with being average, which is why you'll never hear them at Honda. Because when you want to go above and beyond to build something like the Honda Pilot LX, you have to go above and beyond to get there. To bring you more passenger space than a Toyota Highlander. Test drive the Honda Pilot today at your local Honda dealer to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Man, there is a lot of love out there for the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. And not just the 4.5 that you're getting at Las Vegas sportsbooks. Lots of folks out there appear to be thinking that this is the Eagles' year. What do I always say? I always say, never bet against Bill Belichick. You're not going to win 100% of the time, but betting against Bill Belichick in the long run in New England is a bad idea. Plus, you never know how that 10-year-old dog bite is going to affect Tom Brady. Yesterday, if you weren't listening, I go, here's a stupid story from Super Bowl. You know, these guys, they talk all week long, and the news just slows down, and people get desperate. Well, Tom Brady says 10 years ago he got bit by a military dog at Gillette Stadium because he accidentally put his hands above his head. Kyle does a big board update. We go to SportsCenter at the top of the hour. What was the lead story on that SportsCenter?
Tom Brady
revealed that he got bit by a dog. And I thought, you know what? We're through the looking glass. But as somebody reminded me on the text line moments ago, the E in ESPN stands for entertainment. Same thing for LeBron to Golden State. I don't know how entertaining they are, but they're meant to be informative. It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board Update, Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle Mann.
Despite being without their starting point guard, coming off the single worst offensive output in Hilton Coliseum history, and facing one of the most frenetic defenses in the country, Iowa State had a nearly inexplicable offensive explosion last night, upsetting number 15 West Virginia 93-77. Donovan Jackson led with 25 points, Lindell Wigginton had 22, and both Cameron Larn and Solomon Young had double-doubles as the Cyclones shot 62% from the floor and 55% from three. As good as the Cyclone offense was last night, that's how bad the UNI offense was in a 57-49 loss to Evansville as they fall back below 500 and a 3-8 in the MVC. Bennett Cook, with 19 off the bench, was the only player in double figures, and the team collectively shot 31% from the floor. This comes on the heels of a 47-point output against Loyola, and in these last two games combined, the Panthers are 34 of 100 from the floor, 10 of 47, or 21% from distance, and have 18 assists with 22 turnovers. The regional pairings for girls high school basketball came out late yesterday, and 4A top-ranked Marion is going to meet the winner of Waterloo East and Independence, while Xavier will have the winner of Western Dubuque and Clinton. And in 5A, Iowa City West and Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Kennedy, as well as Jefferson and Prairie, will all go head-to-head. Iowa City High will face the winner of Burlington and Davenport Central. Everybody's going to be off tonight, except for the Iowa women. I'll keep you updated as they're on the road against Michigan State. So after our show, we're going to toss to ESPN for network programming.
Yeah, Iowa State, the Iowa women early tip-off tonight, 5 o'clock. By the way, just for those of you who may be on I-380 southbound right now, reports of an accident I-380 southbound near the airport, and checking out the DOT cameras here, it does look like traffic is slowing down. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports is going to be joining us next.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Or Apple Podcasts.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Eagles and Patriots are both dealing with colds and flu-like symptoms as they prepare for Super Bowl 52. Eagles corner Ronald Darby and defensive lineman Tim Jernigan missed media obligations today. New England corner Malcolm Butler didn't travel to Minnesota until Tuesday. With the Patriots in search of their sixth Super Bowl title, Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith marvels at the team's consistency.
The owner Bob Kraft, all the way down to Tom Brady, all the way down to Bill Belichick. Consistent. Everything else has evolved. It is such an amazing thing to see, to be that consistent for such a long period of time and be still hungry to be successful.
Emmitt Smith on Golic and Wingo on ESPN Radio. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Pelicans will make a trade with the Bulls to get Nikola Mirotic. Chicago gets Omer Asik, Jameer Nelson, Tony Allen, and a first-round pick. Pistons coach Stan Van Gundy says Blake Griffin will start tonight against the Grizzlies. It'll be Griffin's first appearance after the trade that brought him from the Clippers to Detroit.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back in, 434, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way till 7 o'clock tonight on KGYM. Good news if you are on I-380 southbound. It looks like That accident was minor and traffic appears to be flowing. So if you're maybe knocking off work a little early, heading home or down to Iowa City to do whatever it is you do on a Thursday night, it looks like you will not be impeded as you make your way there. Tom Brands is going to join us on the program coming up in hour number two. We caught up with him yesterday. Are there any parallels between Bill Belichick, his success in New England, and Dan Gable's success in Iowa City? You're going to want to hear what Tom Brands had to say. Tony Cotillo going to talk a little Super Bowl 52 with us in hour number three tonight as well. The radio personality set to join us at 6:05. Would you on the way? Plus tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center. Details about that show available on our website, kgymradio.com. You heard it right here on 1600 AM, the Cyclone Radio Network. John Walters on the call last night. Iowa State taking number 15 West Virginia behind the woodshed at Hilton Coliseum. Here to discuss that and more with us, Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. And you want to talk about a tale of two games, Alex. I know that sounds terribly cliche to say, but you score 47 points against Tennessee on Saturday night. Iowa State turns around and scores, 52 at the half against West Virginia yesterday. Just an impressive, impressive first couple of 20 minutes last night.
Yeah, definitely quite the opposites, you know, in those two games, and pretty unexpected. You know, that Tennessee game, they kind of get beat down, like you said. They finished with more points at halftime last night against West Virginia than they had in the entire game against Tennessee. You know, they shot 33% against Tennessee last night. I think they ended up right around 62%. So just a tale of two games, like you said, but I think pretty surprising the way that that effort came out from them, because after the game Saturday, you know, after, you know, they had really played poorly and really on both ends of the floor, Donovan Jackson said that they had played soft. You know, he kind of called out their performance, and Steve Prohm was asked about it after that and said that, yeah, no question that they had played soft. And so you see that performance, and then they come out against, you know, one of the tougher teams to play defensively, and definitely the toughest team in the conference, and put out that performance without their starting point guard, Nick Wyver-Babb. So I think definitely unexpected, and I think they showed a little bit of something that what they are capable of. But like Steve Prohm said, that, you know, he used the analogy that they've got a varsity team and a JV team, and it depends which night which team's going to show up. And last night the good team showed up, but they're still trying to find out how to do that a little bit more consistency with some of these young guys.
Did you kind of expect this type of roller coaster coming into the season? We knew this team was young. We knew this team was talented, and that's kind of what you see usually from young, talented teams. But have the highs and lows been a little bit more exaggerated than you might expect?
Yeah, they've been a little bit more extreme. You know, like you said, we knew that there were going to probably be ups and downs. There's always kind of learning curves with guys. You know, there'll be games where Lindell Wigginton plays really well, and there'll be games where maybe he doesn't play as well. And some of it's just shot making. You know, there's one game, I think he went 2-14. Last night he was 7-14. And so there's just games where he's more efficient. And I think sometimes we see sparks of Cameron Lard, but some games, you know, maybe he's not quite there. I don't think he played his best game against Tennessee. Even Solomon Young, who's now in his second year, we'll see kind of ups and downs from him. So I think there's some inconsistency to be expected, but the valleys have been a little bit bigger, you know, than maybe we could have expected. You know, they lost some close games early, but when they've lost lately, they've just not shown up. You know, the TCU game a week or so ago, the Tennessee game at Texas, they didn't play great. So there's been some performances where, and I think Steve Prohm talked about it today, actually, in advancing Saturday's game, said that they need to get to the point where you're going to sometimes just get beat. You're just going to lose games, and they've done that a few times. At Kansas, they played well but just lost. But they can't have as many of the games where they just get beat from, you know, minute one through minute 40 and just don't show up. And that's happened a few times. But I think, you know, we've seen how good they can be, you know, in a night like last night. But there's still some inconsistency that they've got to figure out. I think some of that's just a young team knowing that they got to bring it every day in this conference.
Alex Halstead with us from 247sports.com. What was the biggest difference last night in the first game without Nick Wyler-Babb for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones?
Well, you know, that was really the first time that we've seen Lindell Wigginton and Donovan Jackson both play well together on the same night. I think that was, you know, one of the biggest differences, because we saw, you know, Donovan Jackson ended with 25 points. Lindell Wigginton scored 22 points. They were both efficient from the field. And the biggest thing was they didn't turn the ball over. You know, Nick Weiler-Babb, I think he's played really well at the point guard position. You know, I think averaging 11 points, right around seven rebounds, right around seven assists. His turnover numbers haven't been too bad, but there's been games where he has turned it over quite a bit. And I think he's not necessarily that true point guard. I think in the future they'd love to, you know, put him off the ball a little bit more. But, you know, I think those two playing well together, Jackson and Wigginton, was the key. And then Iowa State only turned the ball over eight times. So, you know, our West Virginia guy at 24/7 Sports said that's the fewest turnovers by an opponent in the Press Virginia era since West Virginia was upset by Stephen F. Austin a couple years ago in the NCAA tournament. So that, I think that's what really stood out to me, was that Jackson and more so Wigginton handled the pressure really well without Babb. And kind of the X factor in that game was Rand Talley. He played a lot of point guard, was really kind of the key with Wigginton on that press, and didn't really see that from him. You know, he's the guy that's played the three and the four, but he handled the ball pretty well and helped them get through that pressure.
Do you expect to – I mean, you saw it last night a little bit, but what are going to be the major changes for this team offensively with Nick Weiler-Babb sidelined?
Well, I think they're going to, you know, obviously you have to rely on Wigginton and Jackson a little bit more, especially I think Wigginton. We know Jackson's going to take his three-point shots, but we saw Wigginton be a little bit more aggressive at times in this West Virginia game, and I think he's going to have to kind of carry a little bit more of the load. But, you know, I think a lot of it also is just going to be maybe a guy like Zarian Talley has to step up. He only had 7 points last night, but if he can have that kind of performance, he adds something to that starting lineup. And it's going to be interesting going forward, I think, now. You know, we know Babb's not going to play on Saturday, that's for sure. And then they're going to go week by week. You know, he might be out next week, but he might be back by the end of the week. You know, they're going to go week by week. But they did say, you know, the Babb injury is going to be weeks and not days. And so it's just kind of every Monday I think he's going to get reevaluated and see if he's ready. But, you know, I think if he is out, say, even next week again, you know, what kind of rotation does Prohm get down to? Because last night he played about everybody. You know, Hans Brace and Terrence Lewis each played 2 minutes each, and so that's not huge contributing minutes. But I think against a team like West Virginia, it's a little bit uncharacteristic where he used his whole bench. I think, you know, eventually he's going to settle back into a rotation. It's going to be interesting to see who he relies upon other than Zarian Talley being in the starting lineup now.
Next up for Iowa State, it'll be a trip to Waco to take on Baylor. What type of game are you expecting there? I know Baylor has taken a little bit of a step back this year, but it's always tough to go on the road in the Big 12.
Yeah, Baylor's, you know, I was looking through their schedule today, and it felt like they've lost some really tough games. And when you look at their schedule, they have. You know, they lost by, I think it was two earlier this week to Oklahoma. They gave up a 9-0 run against Kansas to lose by, I think, four last weekend. They've, you know, lost another close game, I think, to TCU. So they've lost, you know, I think three or four one or two possession games to the top teams in this conference, if you throw, I think, a West Virginia game in there too. So they're a capable team. I think Iowa State really handled their zone really well when they came to Hilton, but now you go on the road, and Iowa State hasn't played particularly well on the road in Big 12 play so far. So I think it's a game that is out there for them. You know, like you said, Baylor's not this top 14 probably in the conference, but I think their 2-7 record in the conference is a little deceiving just because they've had chances and they haven't finished games. So, you know, I think Iowa State's going to have to play well, especially probably Cameron Lard and Solomon Young. They probably played their best game together against West Virginia, and they're going to need that again because, you know, Baylor rebounds really well, and that zone has caused problems for Iowa State in the past, even though they dealt with it earlier this month. So it feels weird to say, but a big game just in terms of maybe be able to create something, because, you know, this is an opportunity out there for them. And then next week you go to Lubbock, who will probably be right around the top 10 still, and Iowa State has not played well there. And then you get Oklahoma at home. So a tough little stretch coming up for them. And I think this is a game that if they can win it, they at least have some confidence and, you know, get to four wins in the conference and, you know, kind of go from there in these final 4 weeks or so.
Alex, I asked John Walters about this earlier this week, and the first couple years for Steve Prohm and Ames, he had very veteran teams, and he didn't really have to be a motivator because those guys played a lot of basketball, they played a lot together, and they knew what to do, they knew how to respond to adversity. This team, like we talked about, has the peaks and valleys, but it seems like every time Steve Prohm has challenged this team, either on the sideline where we saw him get a little animated against TCU, or in his post-game press conference, this team has responded well. Has this year kind of showed you that his message is getting through to the young guys?
Yeah, I think it's been a little bit different year for him in that regard. You know, he obviously dealt with that. I think it was actually year three at Murray State was when he had a similar situation where he lost everybody after his first 2 years and had to do it. And, you know, he talked a lot about the learning part of it in practice, where he has to challenge them a lot to, you know, show up every day in practice, not, you know, literally, but figuratively, you know, be there ready and, you know, at a high level in practice every day and those sorts of things. And he's, you know, he even said Cameron Lard, I think the last couple days and maybe this whole week, you know, he'd been showing up finally to, you know, more and more getting in the gym by himself and asking for individual workouts before practices. And that was after Tennessee, where he didn't play particularly well, and then he played well against West Virginia. So I think some of it's just the, you know, getting these guys in the mindset and kind of bringing them along and challenging them. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because he said before the game, his pregame speech was that he went around the whole locker room and he asked them all what was their biggest moment in basketball to that date. And he said, you know, most of the returning players said winning a Big 12 championship. You know, Mario Shayok, the Virginia transfer, said winning an ACC championship. Linda Wigginton said being the number one team in the country last year at Oak Hill. And he said that he told them the good thing is that all of them were team things, so let's go start playing as a team instead of, you know, trying to get individual things out there. And so I think he's used a lot of things like that to try to teach them, and it's been a little bit different than, like you said, having a veteran team that's kind of already used to that.
Alex Halstead with us from Cyclone Alert, 247sports.com. The signing period, regular signing period for football is drawing near. How are Matt Campbell and his staff doing at rounding out the 2018 class?
Yeah, I don't know what to officially call it. I think, you know, Matt Campbell told me a few weeks ago that he kind of views that December period as that's going to be the normal signing period. So I guess we'll call it the late signing period is next Wednesday. And, you know, Iowa State already signed 18 in December, so they didn't have a lot left to do. They've picked up commitments from an offensive lineman in Missouri, Bobby Lawrence, and a wide receiver from Ohio, Joseph Skates, and they'll sign both of those next week. They actually have to hold on to Bobby Lawrence. He's added offers in the last week from Nebraska and Missouri. Could go to Missouri this weekend, and so they're going to have to hold on to him, but they've switched his offer from a graduate to an immediate scholarship to try to do that. So they do have to try to get him, but they're really one order of business right now is to try to land quarterback Brock Purdy out of Arizona. Purdy's down to Iowa State, Alabama, and UCF, and there's still some dominoes that need to fall there to see how things start to play out. Alabama's after one other quarterback from California that could make a decision in the next 24 hours or so. He's committed to Princeton, but Alabama's trying to flip him. And so if they do flip him, I think that takes Alabama out of the picture for Purdy. But right before I came on with you guys, Texas A&M offered Brock Purdy, and they're going to try to get him in for a visit this weekend. So even if Alabama gets knocked out of the picture, it could come down to Iowa State, Texas A&M, and UCF. So an interesting few days ahead for them, but that's really their big order of business is to try to get Brock Purdy and add another quarterback to this class.
So that's 2018. How are things looking at for 2019, understanding that it's still very early in the process?
Yeah, early, but you know, Iowa State's got a little bit more of a head start than they have in past years. You know, with that early signing period, schools are really sped up. You know, Iowa State's using January to put offers out for 2020 and even a few 2021 kids, and then really trying to start on 2019. And they've got three commitments in this class, two of them from Iowa, Darian Porter, a wide receiver from Bettendorf, and Jake Remsburg, an offensive lineman from Des Moines Valley. So they do have a little bit of a start there, at least a groundwork to start that 2019 class. But Matt Campbell's kind of been around mostly the Midwest seeing kids for 2019 the last several weeks, and tomorrow will be their last day on the trail before the dead period starts this weekend. And they're going to send five or six, I think, coaches in to see Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Cedar Falls. And then they'll also have, I think, Matt Campbell and a couple of assistants are going to go to South Dakota to see a defensive end up there for 2019. So it's kind of crazy that, you know, how far ahead this stuff starts to get. But, you know, it is still a year out until those kids will sign. But, you know, that stuff's really heating up right now as well.
All right, Alex, we appreciate it as always, and we'll touch base with you down the road. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Alex Halstead of 247sports.com. Iowa State, a big winner last night, taking down number 15 West Virginia. Bob Huggins' crew starting to spin its wheels a little bit, but you'll take it if you're Iowa State, especially game one of probably four without your starting point guard and Nick Weiler-Babb sitting out as he deals with tendonitis.
Is this Iowa State season starting to remind you a little bit of Iowa's 2016-2017 season?
How so?
There's highs and lows. They're starting to come together. One night you think that they're one of the better teams in their conference. The next night they don't show up. They're, like I said, the youth, and there's a chance that they could make a run towards an NIT. You look at Iowa last year. They had a chance to get in the NCAA tournament. I don't think the same is going to be the case for Iowa State, but folks are already starting to look ahead to next year with a guy like Lindell Wigginton, the point guard, or not the kind of the shooting guard, the scorer of the future, kind of parallels to Jordan Bohannon, and then the Cameron Lard kind of parallels to Tyler Cook. I don't know. It just kind of has that same aura about it.
I guess, to be quite honest with you, I have not sat down and drawn that parallel, but now that you mention it, there could be a little something there. And if you're Iowa State, I know Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com was pretty adamant on social media this morning. I saw some tweets from him that said, hey, if Iowa State picks up a couple more big wins, especially over top 25 teams, that strength of schedule and resume is going to look pretty good for one of the last spots into the tournament. I took a look at the bracketology and everything available on ESPN. They're not really in the picture right now. So I think that's getting a little presumptuous, but perhaps a strong showing down the stretch and then in Kansas City could position themselves for an NIT berth. I really don't know, but I guess if you're talking postseason possibilities outside of the NCAA tournament, they're the team that I would hang my hat on at this point. Iowa, not so much, although they've got an opportunity to get a little momentum behind them going to State College on Saturday. Again, we will hear from Sherm Dillard, Iowa assistant basketball coach Sherm Dillard, on tomorrow's program. Also with us tomorrow, former Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be here inside the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And we'll catch up with Sean as well as take a look ahead to Iowa and Penn State. 4:52, we've got to take a quick timeout. Speaking of the Hawkeyes, Tom Brands caught up with us yesterday. We're going to play that interview for you at the top of hour number two. Tom talked a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of football. He's intimidating, I got to admit, and I had a conversation with Iowa Sports Information Director Chris Brewer, who handles the wrestling program, and I said if I had to rank all of the guests on this program as far as guests that I don't enjoy having on the program, and I do enjoy, but meaning he sort of gets you back on your heels, makes you feel uncomfortable, Tom Brands is number one on the list. Love having him on the show, but there's always that intensity that just sort of burns through. And if you ask a question and he doesn't necessarily like it, and you can tell, even if it's a question I think fans want asked or something that should be discussed, he's going to let you know about it. But you can hear that coming up in just a few minutes. LeBron James and the Golden State Warriors. What's the deal with that? And it's just me screwing around there. But it is our poll question, by the way, today. KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Would a LeBron James-Golden State marriage be good for the NBA, yes or no? Tony Cotillo, Philadelphia radio personality, going to join us to talk Super Bowl 52 coming up in hour number three and a whole lot more, including would ya on the way. We got to step aside for just a few short minutes. 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. More on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Update the style and look of your home with doors from Mastercraft. Create a custom door with the Mastercraft Door Designer. With thousands of combinations, you're sure to get the perfect door for you. Or get a pre-hung entry door with simple and clean Nova-style glass. It features a composite frame that won't rot and a primed, ready-to-paint finish. All sizes are $296 during Menards Super Sale. Now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
there are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up for you sometime in hour number two. Taking a look at the Hurtine and Stocker text line. You want to tackle that one, or do you want me to?
Ted on the text line says, it is laughable that you're comparing Iowa State with Iowa in basketball. We don't have enough time for me to get into that. But
oh, you took the easy way out. We got all the time in the world.
I was comparing this year's Iowa State team with last year's Iowa
State. Yeah, sometimes you got to listen. There's a difference between listening and hearing, although people will hear what they want to hear. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Despite being without their starting point guard, coming off the single worst offensive output in Hilton Coliseum history, and facing one of the most frenetic defenses in the country, Iowa State had a nearly inexplicable offensive explosion last night, upsetting number 15 West Virginia 93-77. Donovan Jackson led with 25 points, Lindell Wigginton had 22, and both Cameron Lard and Solomon Young had double-doubles as the Cyclone shot 62% from the floor and 55% from three. As good as the Cyclone offense was last night, that's how bad the UNI offense was in a 57-49 loss to Evansville as they fall back below 500 and to 3-8 in the MVC. Bennett Cook with 19 off the bench was the only player in double figures, and the team collectively shot 31% from the floor. This comes on the heels of a 47-point output against Loyola, and in these last two games combined, the Panthers are 34% from the floor, 21% from distance, and have 18 assists with 22 turnovers. The regional pairings for girls high school basketball came out late yesterday, and here locally, Iowa City West and Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Kennedy, as well as Jefferson and Prairie, will all go head-to-head. The Iowa women have lost four of their last five but are on the road at Michigan State today. The Spartans have dropped their last three in a row. They're tied in the Big Ten at 4-5 and will tip here in just a few minutes. I'll keep you updated once they get started. And everybody else is off tonight, so after our show, we're going to toss it to ESPN for network programming.
Yeah, 5 o'clock tip-off time. I do believe that is on the BTN for Lisa Bluter and her crew. We'll see what Megan Gustafson can do as the Hawkeyes try to go win one on the road. I think they're tied for 8th place right now in the Big Ten. So, believe it or not, the conference tournaments are staring teams in the face. I know for the Big Ten men, it's February 28th, so about 4 weeks from now. You want to hear what Tom Brands has to say about this weekend's wrestling duels at Carver-Hawkeye Arena? Stick around. He's with us next.